honest would be, I'm right here on the paper, on this post, and this one on this post. And then it'd be on this post here, there's usually two rods came out, or a stick nail like that. And this one on this side would be this horse, and one likewise over here, and then one on this would be this next stall coming here. And it's registered on, that'd be a marring chore for us. We'd have 16 teams that one for breakfast.
How many of you were there to do that?
Oh, we usually had about six men, as my brother, three brothers of us, and then we had three other men.
Imagine that'd give you a pretty good
It wasn't much of a time, but you could harness a team horse in 10 minutes. It isn't much after you know how, but this, my sons here would not put a collar on.
I wouldn't either. I had to have some lessons to learn to put a saddle on.
It's hard work, but you look back now, I wish you could go through it again.
The good parts of it, anyway.
Yes, that's what you remember.
To come back to the house, did you have any special room where you could put disused articles?
Oh,
did you call that anything?
I remember in the old house we had the storeroom that was usually used. There's no store within first when I was young, we had to go to England. Groceries.
How far
and
was that?
Was 35 miles.
Is that Kansas?
Kansas. It's in the Santa Fe. We did all our freighting over there, and that was about twice a year, so we had to have a storeroom for non-perishables, flour, and you can figure what that was. In that storeroom, perhaps there's other things stored in there, but that was most of that storeroom was for necessities, foods, non-perishable foods. They cured their own meat, their own place, pork. Yeah, not too much beef in the midsummer. Maybe they'd kill a calf that they'd get rid of, but they had no way to keep it.
Feast or famine, huh?
Well, what I mean, that you couldn't butcher, and it had to be cured meat. There's bacon, usually that was salt pork. They spoke of salt pork. And then, in our particular home out there, and that wasn't found in a home, and it's very few homes here, having so father built on the hillside, and there's a spring up above, and we had spring water running through the pantry part, and the butter, and that was kept in that water. There's no refrigeration of any kind. We could keep it cool.
Did you call it anything special there, the house?
Spring house, usually, we had a spring house, and then get out on these other homes where they went digging these wells, they leave their milk and butter down on the rope in the well to keep it cool. We were more fortunate there with this cool spring water we had to.
We had the water trough,
what we call the water trough, that kept the milk in.
What would you say your mother did in the morning? Any special term for this after you'd eaten and she washed the dishes?
Well, usually, the dishwashing came first, and cleaning the sweeping the floors. Uh-huh. That time be 10 o'clock to start, and the father always, from my time on, always had a big crew. Uh-huh. And then starting dinner then. Dinner started immediately. Dishes, in a lot of cases, before the house started sweeping, some of the vegetables or some of the other foods was prepared before the house cleaning started, and on the stove cooking while she's doing the house cleaning. And the washing was early day, it was done on a scrub board, and then later they got the washing machine and the wheel. I usually got that job.
Operated by hand.
Turn
real sport.
But